Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This Labor Day weekend, Sunday night, NASCAR begins their playoffs. Thanks, Jim Mora. We have to say that now that way every time we hear the word playoffs because of Jim Mora. Back here on Darren, Donnick, and Jace, let's bring in Steve Letarte. NASCAR on NBC will be part of the broadcast. Of course, they are indeed beginning their playoffs. Steve, good morning. How you doing?
Hey, what's going on?
Thanks for joining us. I bring up the word playoffs. It is a somewhat new word to the sport of NASCAR, and I remember when it was first announced this was going to be kind of the new format. It was met, it's always mixed emotions, right, when something new comes along. A lot of people, traditionalists, they're like, we can't do that. Sitting here today, I think most would agree this has really worked for the sport. Do you agree with that statement?
Oh, completely. And if it makes you feel any better, I hear Jim Mora every time I hear the word as well. One of the best quotes, perhaps, in all of sports. But yeah, I mean, I think playoffs, when it comes to racing, was just a big change because we had not seen it in any other form, right? Not in Formula One, not in IndyCar. But when I look at big single-week events, it's kind of like a playoff, right? If you look at the Chili Bowl on dirt or other things like that, or the World Center of Racing down there at New Smyrna when they bring the late models in, you know, you kind of bracket your way up to the final night. And what NASCAR provided for the three big series, and specifically the Cup Series, is, you know, you have a regular season, 26 races, and this points format now with stages and these playoff points, it's wonderful because we don't have home fields. So how do you have an advantage of having a great regular season? Why do you want to have a great regular season other than qualifying for the playoffs? And NASCAR has done it. They have proven that great regular seasons carry you momentum through the playoffs with that bucket of points you score. That makes Denny Hamlin and Kevin Harvick favorites to make it to Phoenix. But the whole playoff format, Jeff Burton and I joke all the time. We said, I don't know, they can't drive any harder. You know, the excitement can't be any more. We were wrong. Both happen. Every playoff race, you guys take bigger risks. And the pressure, you can feel it ramp up every race. It's unreal.
Yeah, and I love the fact of just some of the rule, you know, what it takes and some of, you know, things you have to do, which was different too. For example, the last race of the so-called, air quotes, regular season, William Byron wins and punches his ticket in and his first ever win. Like, how cool is that?
Yeah, I mean, what a moment for a young driver, you know, just new to the sport a couple years in now. So much, you know, expectation out of the young man who became an Xfinity Series champion and then moved up. Everybody expected instant success. Has Chad Knaus on the pit box, a seven-time championship crew chief. And we have seen over time him slowly building confidence and building rapport and building momentum. And as you mentioned, you know, the biggest race arguably of his career, definitely in the Cup Series, he wins at the World Center of Racing in the regular season finale to carry some momentum in the playoffs. It's so, so much fun to watch. And that's why I encourage all the fans. You know, so I'm a fan of many sports. And when I watch golf and I see the FedEx Cup rankings, I don't know how they're calculated. Politely, I just am excited to see where everybody's ranked. It's a little bit like that even in 2020 with all these other sports changing how they do their playoffs. It hasn't changed the excitement for me on seeing who can win and who can lose. So I like to just sit back and be a fan.
I know it's a little bit different dynamic than trying to, you know, hit a baseball or tackle someone. The sport is a little bit different. But still, with that being said, how is Kevin Harvick? I respect what he's doing because for somebody And hopefully this mic isn't on. Who's somebody who just left their 40s? So I can respect somebody at his age, you know, doing what he's doing at this level, still just killing it. I mean, he's, what, now going to be in his mid-40s, and you wouldn't know it by the way Kevin Harvick is racing. How has he done this throughout his career?
Well, I think, first of all, if you met him in person, other than perhaps a few gray hairs, you would have no idea that his mid-40s, when you look at his physical fitness, it's unbelievable. And I think that's the key to it. You mentioned, you know, hitting a ball or tackling someone in football. I'm a big believer that race car drivers have an inherent set of skills. The difference is that you can go out and swing a baseball bat, and I can go out and try to tackle you in a pickup football game. But driving a vehicle to the absolute edge of control, to the edge of limit, I equate it to, you know, someone who lives in the north, it gets ice over in Nashville, right? When you hit that patch of black ice and you're out of control, and then you end up on the other side of it, luckily still going straight, that whole time you were out of control, that's where these guys live for 500 miles on Sunday night at Darlington in the Southern 500. You know, they truly take a vehicle to its edge of control. So there is this inherent skill set. My joke is, if there wasn't, I'd have been a race car driver because it's a pretty good gig, right? I love racing. I would have been a race car driver. I couldn't do it. I didn't have the skill set. So it's amazing, and I think that's what you're seeing out of Kevin Harvick is now he has taken this inherent skill set and perhaps put it with some maturity, put it with some experience. He's winning races. Sometimes with the fastest cars, but sometimes, much like Denny Hamlin, both of them are very cerebral drivers. You don't see a lot of undue risk early in the race. They put themselves in position, and sure enough, when the last half hour, the last hour rolls around, here they are. You can't shake them.
By the way, great job, Steve, painting that picture here on radio. Everybody here in the South can relate to ice in the wintertime. That was a great analogy. Well done. You understand, you brought up fitness. Jimmy Johnson is no stranger to fitness. We've heard all the stories over the years of how he stays in shape and what he does. His career is winding down, coming to an end. It stinks that he couldn't punch his way into the playoffs. You know, when you were a crew chief, about those stables, you understand the dynamic of those garages. How would you sum up Jimmy Johnson's career? And I know he's not done. We'll see more races from him. But how would you sum up what he's done to this point?
Oh, I think Jimmy Johnson is in the argument of the best ever to ever drive a stock car. You know, I don't think it's fair to award anybody that title because eras are too hard to compare, but he was without a doubt the best in his era. You know, the torch was handed from perhaps Richard Petty to Dale Earnhardt to Jeff Gordon to Jimmy Johnson. I mean, the man's won 7 championships, 5 in a row, 83 wins. He's broken so many records. Heck, I do TV because of Jimmy Johnson. That's my joke. I don't know how many seconds. I know I have 1 second to him in the points. No, 2 seconds to him in the points. And so many seconds on the racetrack. I mean, he is, you know, I feel like Phil Mickelson, right? I had a great career, but it was against Tiger Woods. When my career on the pit box was against Jimmy Johnson. The guy's amazing. He does things with race cars that nobody's ever seen. It's unfortunate that it's tailed off in the end of his career. But I think, as twisted as this may sound, his struggle to win a race in the last 120-something races only proves the depth of field and the challenges of cup racing. You know, it proves that what he did was remarkable because he was at his best. And now later in his years, you know, assign what blame? I don't know. Is it his driving? Is it the car? Is it the rules? Is it bad luck? It's a combination of all. You have to say it's a combination of all to limit him from getting the victory lane. But that really, in my mind, just redefines what I get to cover on Saturdays and Sundays, right? If he could continue to win, you'd have to ask yourself, you know, is it really as hard as everybody makes it? And I think him not winning has done that, much like Tiger Woods has had his ups and downs. It just proves the depth of field in golf. It proves the depth of field in racing. You know, as wonderful as we'd like to see athletes perform, I hate to say it like this, but their struggles almost should be celebrated as much. That's what makes sports so wonderful.
We're talking to Steve Letarte, NASCAR and NBC, longtime crew chief as well. And Steve, you worked at Hendrick Motorsports for a long time in crew chiefing Jeff Gordon, Dale Jr., and working on all these teams. But how is Rick Hendrick able to find a guy like Jeff Gordon that you knew the talent was there, but you didn't know a lot about him? And then a few years later, he does it again with Jimmy Johnson. And we all assume that he's hit on something with William Byron. Alex Bowman has really kick-started his career with Hendrick, and you assume whoever takes that 48, it's going to happen again. Why is Rick Hendrick and that crew able to do these things?
You know, Rick Hendrick is successful in the racing business and the car business and any other business he touches. And what I think I've learned I hesitate because, you know, every week or every year you look back and know how much you didn't know, is when I've been, you know, for 20 years I worked with Mr. Hendrick. I consider him a mentor, a good friend. He's really in the people business. And, you know, it's a cliche and people say it, but that's the answer. And no one likes to believe it because it's very hard to learn. Some people just have natural ability of being able to read people. I'm proud of what I've done with my race teams when it comes from people, and all of that was what I learned from Rick Hendrick. He knows how to find people, believe in people, give people the best in what they need, get the best out of people, understand what's great and what's greater for the common good sometimes has to be chosen. You know, I remember the day that Kyle Busch was let go from Hendrick Motorsports. Rick Hendrick told us, this guy's going to be great. He's going to win a ton of races, but it's going to be better for the company than it is somewhere else. It wasn't a knock on Kyle or Rick. It's just a pairing. It was time for it to move on. And I use that example perhaps more than the races he's won or the races he's kind of given up and knew he gave up because he knew what it would do to the company, and he's been proven right by trophy cases full of trophies. He is in the people business, and he knows how to surround people with other great people. And I think it's been proven time and time again. And that's what's been fun to watch of this kind of, I don't want to call it a resurgence, but it's definitely a clawback from Hendrick Motorsports. They are not the team they were 6 or 8 years ago. I think they would admit that. But here they are putting multiple cars in the playoff, winning races with multiple cars. I think that's a good start.
Steve, you know how this sport works, that it goes through waves where you have a generation that comes in, and then now we've seen the generation that we've had the last decade or so, they start to retire, and then the next one comes in. I feel like this one's been a little more spread out, as you know, Chase Elliott, William Byron, those guys have come in. But now you got Christopher Bell in his rookie year. Tyler Reddick, Cole Custer already has a win, but the guys behind them in the Xfinity Series, I have really enjoyed the Xfinity Series this year because of all the talent. What do you think the future of this sport looks like with those guys moving up to Cup here in the near future?
Every time I get to cover an Xfinity Series race, I'm thankful for what I see because of that, because I think the future of NASCAR is in good hands. It's no secret. I don't hide from the fact that there has been a vacuum of wins leave the Cup Series in the last 10 years. Chet Gordon, Tony Stewart, now Jimmy Johnson. You know, the list continues. Dale Earnhardt Jr. These are guys that won multiple races a year. Someone had to fill those shoes. Kevin Harvick, Denny Hamlin, Kyle Busch has done that. But who's next? You mentioned the rookie class. Tyler Reddick, Cole Custer, so much fun to watch. Beating and banging on the racetrack. But Christopher Bell, I think, is going to make huge strides in his sophomore year. He's that type of driver that I think give him 1 year of experience and hold on. But when I watch the Xfinity Series and I see what Chase Briscoe is doing and Austin Cindric, you know, he was hard to judge, and now Austin Cindric has found some momentum by winning on an oval and continues. It's a bright, bright series. I arguably wish the series had 25 or 30 fully funded teams, because I think we have that much talent behind the wheel that deserves a seat, as unfortunately doesn't. Why we have that many teams, a lot of them are doing the best with what they can raise for capital, and we appreciate them being on the racetrack and we cover their stories. But the front 10 or 12, man, it's a dogfight. Those guys go out there and they push and they shove. And I think they know that this is an audition. You know, the Xfinity Series, it's not a joke, right? We say that's where names are made, because it is. And if you can go find success there, it doesn't prove success at the second level when you get the Cup, but hopefully it proves a chance at the second level, and that's what any athlete's looking for, is a chance.
Kyle Busch has not won a race this year, which it shocks everybody. He's the defending champion. But going into the playoffs, is a frustrated, pissed-off Kyle Busch the most dangerous possible thing that the other drivers can face?
We did a teleconference yesterday, and I was struggling to explain where I thought on Kyle Busch, and Dale Earnhardt Jr. had the best quote I've heard. He said, you know, you could say all you want about Kyle Busch, but in Dale Jr.'s opinion, if you polled the 16 drivers in the playoffs and said, who's the guy you least likely want to see in Phoenix racing for championships if you had the opportunity, he said, Kyle Busch is at the top or near the top of everyone's list, regardless of wins. And I think that says it all. Here is a former competitor talking about current competitors. He feels they are as afraid of Kyle Busch as they ever once was, regardless of his win column total of zero this year. I said it where, you know, Hall of Famers are made in the postseason. Kyle Busch, people forget his first championship, the season started in a hospital room in Florida with two broken legs from an accident in Daytona. Yet he clawed his way back to a championship. If you can come back from a severe injury and win a championship, you can absolutely come back from a down year of performance. You know, professional athletes are very, very, I could politely say, odd individuals. I know enough of them. They are not like you and I. And that's a compliment to them. They are different. They are wired different. And when you get one pushed into a corner, sometimes they break. And they say, it's not my year. I'm going to recharge and come back. And there's nothing wrong with that. But every once in a while, they fight their way out. And those are the stories that we've held for decades. And Kyle Busch has that chance. Think about if he comes in winless at the bottom of the playoff grid and he makes a run to Phoenix and a run at the championship, it would arguably be, you know, the deepest of any seen anybody come from the playoff field. So why not? I'm not betting against them. And if you look at the Vegas odds, they're not betting against them either. They're yet to be convinced that Kyle Busch can't make a run at this.
Steve, we're excited about the playoffs, but we're also excited to see what the 2021 schedule looks like. And one date, or one track, I should say, that we know will be Nashville as the sport returns to our city at the Nashville Super Speedway. There's still hope that the fairgrounds can be involved down the pike, but it's going to be fun to have you guys in our city for a race and not just the banquet. How excited are you to get the sport back in Nashville?
I'm excited. I was unable to go to the banquet when it came to Nashville that year, but I have spent a lot of time out at the Nashville Super Speedway testing, and I think Nashville is a great town. Nothing lines up better than NASCAR and country music, and the town's just full of entertainment. I think it proved that with the banquet, and in the end, I think there's a fan base there, and any sport has an obligation to provide opportunity for its fan base to kind of come see a race, and it's unfortunate this year we've had to make so many changes from COVID. In the end, I tip my hat to the competitors and NASCAR. You know, we're going to have our 10-race playoffs as we always were planning. Nothing has changed because of COVID. That's an amazing accomplishment by NASCAR. But you mentioned the 21 schedule. Nashville being on it is very exciting. I'm also excited to see what changes we've learned in this crazy time. Will we see some shorter weekends? Will we see more doubleheader weekends? Will we get another IndyCar NASCAR double? I thought that was an amazing weekend of entertainment.
That was awesome.
Yeah, I mean, right, as a fan, that's a race I would go buy a ticket for, right? I could see the stars of everything, NASCAR, IndyCar. There's so many options. You mentioned it. Here's the thing. As a fan, to go to a sporting event, I need to be entertained. Well, heck, I'd go to Nashville without a sporting event because it's just a great town. So now if I could go watch a race and hang out in Nashville, that's a win-win.
Yeah, Clint Bowyer has fun when he comes here, that's for sure.
Refuse to hang out with him when he comes to Nashville. I don't think I'd be great at my job. He's a little tougher than I am. Clint and I are really good friends, but man, I'm high strung, and I look like I'm asleep when I hang out with Clint Bowyer. He's high strung.
Oh, we've had him on several times, and
he has hijacked our show many times in the past.
Yeah. Don't try to keep up. Just stick to the script and let him say whatever he wants. That's what I've learned.
Well, and keep your hand on the dump button.
Yeah, you never know what's going to happen. We've enjoyed the visit with you. Darren and I were actually in Daytona when you and Dale Jr. won the 500, and it stormed all day. We had to leave early, and I grew up an Earnhardt fan, so I was very upset that we had to leave early. But it's always fun to have you on, and we like telling that story, and I blame Darren for making me leave, even though it was the weather.
Well, actually, what you do, Chase, is you blame the person who can't defend themselves. Let's blame Liz Allison. That's
there
the reason
go.
We left.
Yeah.
She can't defend herself, so we'll blame her, at least for the sake of this discussion.
That's a great strategy. I've made 41 years of my life doing that. Blame the guy not in the room. That's a great – that right there. If you heard nothing else at the interview, kids, take that for – that right there is the best strategy of anything. Blame someone who can't defend themselves.
That was I felt bad because we were actually staying in Jacksonville, flying out first thing in the morning to get back for the show. And I felt bad because I knew how big that would have been for Chase. But I believe the delay was, I mean, we were already back at the hotel in Jacksonville and in our rooms. We ended up going out to dinner and watching. So there was probably about a 5-hour delay,
oh, yeah.
I think. I mean, it was a long delay that day.
I don't know, 1 or 2 in the morning. The victory lane picture I have with my family, my children are in their pajamas. That pretty much. And then my wife is the one that, you know, that will not happen. We are going to be dressed nicely for victory lane. She even threw the towel in that night. You know what? We're lucky we got them there. Let's just take the picture.
Steve, we really enjoyed the visit, and we enjoy your work. Keep up the good work. Thanks for doing this, and we'll talk to you down the road.
Appreciate you having me on. It's going to be fun. NBC on Saturday for the Xfinity Series. NBCSN coverage starts at 5 o'clock on Sunday. It's the Southern 500, not just the playoffs. Throwback weekend, some great paint schemes, and a little special stage two. Three big names in motorsports will be covering the race. We're going to have an Earnhardt, a Petty, and a Jarrett in the booth. So a lot going on Sunday night. Tune in.
Oh, check that out. Steve Letart. Thank you, Steve.
Thanks, guys.
You just heard it. He promoted this weekend. It's going to be a great weekend of racing, Labor Day weekend, NASCAR.
Throwback weekend.
On NBC. Yes, Darlington will get everything started for their playoffs. It's going to be a fun, fun weekend with the Cookout Southern 500. I think that's they're supposed to start about, what, 5 o'clock our time? Does that sound right?
Yep.
All right. We'll come back. More of Darren, Donick, and Chase on the other side. ESPN 102.5 The Game.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better, and that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Ready to put a little spin on your day? Then check out Chumba Casino's new online social casino game, Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's free and packed with 10,000 ways to play, only at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.